You will never buy them last again. 3 for £1, class one strawberries. There we are.
Now, some things do not change. Boston Market today is as Boston Market has always been, auctioning off plants and fruit and veg and then the household bric-a-brac. But in other respects, Boston has seen more change than any market town in Britain, probably. Recent figures show migrant workers from Eastern and Central Europe are up at more than 8,000 in the borough. That's more than 10% of the population. So how do the Boston-born and bred feel about their newish neighbours, and how keen are they to see those numbers pared back, as UKIP propose?
When they get everybody off the dole of working, that's the time to let the immigrants come in.
That never happen, mate, will it? Never come back to them days. They don't want to be racist, you see, do they?
Do you think it is a racist issue?
It isn't for us, they're all for it, isn't it? They're all scared of being called a racist.
Yeah, that's why they won't go out about it.
You can't walk away like that. Well, you can, but it would be nice if you didn't.
I mean, yeah, I think all work should be given to English people first. And I'm not racist or anything like that, but I think we should be given the first chance.
In Boston especially, all the Romanians, Polish, Lithuanians and all that, they're all taking the jobs. They say the English won't do them, but they will do them. And the farmers would have to pay more.
I actually do work in the NHS. I've been there 22 years and I've seen the increase. A lot of them aren't educated. We're trying to educate them. You know, A&E is not an area to just come for a headache. This is the reason why I do say NHS is top of my list, because I experience the impact they've had.
You've lived here all your life. You have a certain way of living and you recognise everyone if you're from Boston.
Yes,
and that's changed. Does that bother you?
Well, it doesn't bother me, but it doesn't feel like my town anymore. It really doesn't.
Best thing that ever happened to Boston, the immigration. It's maybe been a bit too fierce, but it's livened the place up. The economy is stimulated. West Street, before all the Eastern European delicatessens and cafes opened, was dying on its feet. So there's all those plus things to be taken into consideration.
I'm not a UKIP fan. I wouldn't vote for them. Definitely not.
But you think the idea of a restriction is a good one?
Definite. 100%. For me, anyway.
I think the same, yes. I do, yeah. Definitely. And I'm not a UKIP man either, but I do think the same.
Well, you can hear from that there really is only one issue that people seem to be acutely bothered about here in Boston, and it's the challenge facing two of the key candidates here. Matt Warman is standing as the Conservative Party candidate. This is a long-standing Tory seat. And Robin Hunter-Clark is the 22-year-old UKIP candidate. First, Matt Warman.
Well, I would dispute that this is a single-issue constituency, but at the same time, I would accept that the immigration policies that have been in place for the last 10 years and beyond have had a huge and unintended effect on a place like this. And what I think we need to do is make the point that a proper Conservative government after 2015 will deliver the referendum on Europe that will allow us to reconfigure the relationship with Europe and to finally start to really tackle the problems that have been imposed on places such as...
And if you don't get a reconfiguration in Europe, what would your view be?
Well, I've been very clear. If there were a referendum tomorrow, I would vote to come out. But there isn't going to be a referendum tomorrow. We're now the second biggest economy in Europe. What we're going to get is the best Europe on offer or out.
Right, Robin Hunter-Clark, it makes sense, really, doesn't it? Renegotiate if you can, and then have a look at it.
Well, we can't renegotiate. You know, the leaders in Europe have made that absolutely clear. In Boston, as you just said, the number one issue here is immigration. The Conservatives have failed us on that subject and that issue. You know, we have a net immigration now of around 300,000. This is unprecedented. And what UKIP is offering is to get that figure down to something between 30,000 to 50,000.
But around here, interestingly, some of the companies, food processing companies, that I've been able to go and visit and speak to, they say it's great, it's helping us to drive business and create more jobs.
And UKIP is for immigration, it's for a controlled immigration system. What I'm saying and what UKIP's saying is we need to offer jobs to local people first and foremost, and if there are vacancies, undoubtedly I'm sure there will be, then we offer those jobs to people from all over the world on a work permit basis.
But isn't that absolutely what happened here a few years ago?
No,
the jobs were not being picked up
by
local people.
Of course people were doing jobs before 2004. There was life here before the European Union. What we're saying is we want to control on the numbers, offer them to local people first, not have an open border to half a billion people. We think that's crazy and not fair for local people.
Matt Warman. Well, there is one big issue, but at the same time, the lens through which a lot of people see immigration is about pressure on services, it's about pressure on schools, on housing, on hospitals. What we need underneath this, above all else, is a growing economy to facilitate investment in local services from central government. But it's no good talking about that investment if you don't have a majority Conservative government delivering a growing economy underneath it.
You still seem to have one problem here, Robin, which is that talking to people in the marketplace, they agree with what you're laying out, but they say, but I won't be voting UKIP. Well, I'm not a racist, they say.
Well, that's outrageous. Nobody believes that we're a racist party.
Seriously, they do. That is the liaison they've made.
You must have spoken to it to a minority view there. But the point is that we cannot do anything about the numbers coming here until we get out of the EU, and the Conservatives are not offering us that. The referendum in 2017 is a complete con. It's not going to happen. The only way to get it is by getting enough UKIP MPs elected into the House of Commons, whereby we can force the next government to hold one this year.
Matt Warman. What you'll get, if that happens, is it's time for change. It's time to send the economy back to 2010 and beyond. People in this constituency know better than to think it's a single-issue seat. They know that we have to have that thriving economy underneath. They know that we need investment locally. It's only the economic growth that a Conservative government will deliver that will get them that, and they know it.
Clearly, one of the issues around here is that people do feel wages have been pushed down by migrant labour. The Labour Party candidate is Paul Kenny.
What we've seen is our economy is going down. So we've got high rents and low wages that are a bad disaster for the town. And also these zero-hour contracts. We've also seen a growth of single nationality employment agencies that has kind of been counteracting against some of the problems in the town as well. The first thing that we need is a major reduction in zero-hour contracts, and I'm pleased that the Labour Party are going to do that. And I think the other thing is up in the economy, you know, making sure where possible everybody's paid the living wage.
And I must also tell you that if you go to the BBC News website, you'll get a full list of all the candidates standing in the Boston and Skegness constituency.
Two more for the price of one. Tea time strawberries today. Class one strawberry. Yes, love. Two, love. Come on, you can pick your own. They're all class one, two for a pound. Two more for £1 only. Told you before, you tried the rest, not have a bit of the best.